Prologue. The night was silent, save for the sound of their labored breathing and the slow gurgle of blood. "This isn't him," Bella hissed as she wiped the blade of her dagger clean on the dew-kissed grass. Even bathed in shadows, the disgust in Mel's eyes was palpable. Let her be repulsed. Bella had no time to coddle. The herbalist had Roderick for that. Mel choked on her words. "No, it's not him. Garrish is back in the clearing with the others." Her face crumpled. "The stone. It's still there. I ran, but show us." Bella turned to Ryman, and without warning, she saw it. Not saw, but felt. She'd never quite understood why gifts in the magic were referred to as sight. It was so much more than that. More than a feeling. More than anything she could sense with her physical being. It was pure knowledge. A settling within her. A calm assurance. Ryman saw the shift in her features and a question lifted his expression. Bella couldn't say it. Couldn't verbalize what had just passed through her. A next step. Her next step. And his. Bella's mouth went dry. Mel gathered herself and whirled, then bolted down the path. "This way!" Ryman grabbed Bella's hand and they darted after her and Roderick.
"What did you see?"
he asked. "Nothing." Her breath came in short bursts.
"That bad?"
He flashed a pained grin as he struggled to keep up. Bella's ribcage felt too small and she couldn't get enough air. Ryman was old. And she could have blamed the grief flickering in his eyes on his swollen joints or aching bones. But she knew better.
"No matter what it is, don't second-guess it, Bella. Ariathne led us both here for a reason."
Ryman wheezed.
"I should tell you, Ryman. No."
He squeezed her fingers and nearly stumbled.
"It's for you. And you alone."
Her head started to pound. How could the goddess ask this of her? She'd only left Shorn Isle 8 months ago, but Ryman already felt like more than a guide or mentor. He was her friend. The old blessing giver, though at least 30 years her senior, still had a mind that was vibrant and full of life. He had priceless knowledge about the magic, about the battle the whole realm would soon be facing, the battle they were facing now. Their group dropped over the hill and Bella steeled herself. Torches. Heralds. She couldn't allow herself to be distracted right now, or she wouldn't be able to help protect her friends. They had to find the stone. Mel pointed to a crumpled shape below them in the grass.
"There! I forced him into Aeon!"
Bella rushed past Mel and Roderick, with Ryman following close behind.
"Get the stone!"
she commanded, before throwing herself directly in front of the circle of Garrish's men. She wouldn't give them time to process her arrival. To fall into their training. She would pounce now while they were startled. Unbalanced. Two heralds lunged for her with blades glinting in the torchlight. Bella spun, her dagger already unsheathed, and struck. She slammed the blade into his shoulder. Not a killing wound,